Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The White Trash Revival, Episode 85, Take 2.
Motherfucker.
Well, I hate every bone in your body except mine.
Hello, everybody. This is Johnny fucking Cash, and you're listening to the White Trash Revival. This is episode 85. Well, we've had a lot of shit happen during the holidays here. First and foremost, Joshy P, the man behind this Outlaw Radio Network, his mother-in-law passed away, and my condolences to you, Mr. P and Mrs. P. I truly am sorry for your folks' loss, especially around the holidays. That shit sucks. All right, well, before I get into my spiel here, thank you again for Nellie Wilson opening up Tuesday night. And I'm going to marry you one day, Nellie, even if I am already married. I told you I'm Mormon, and if Mitt Romney becomes president, Mormonism is legalism, so get ready to be barefoot and pregnant, gal. You know what I'm saying. Anyways, with another wife at the house, there'll be a whole lot of help. So, enjoy. Enjoy. Alrighty. Well, let's see here. Where do I start? Okay, let's see. Fuck. I just have too much shit. I'm getting scatterbrained here. I don't know what to say. As some of you know, I lost probably 95% of my music because I got a virus on my laptop. I couldn't open up .exe files. I'm not real familiar with computer jargon, so excuse me. But anyways, I couldn't open it up, so I tried fucking with some shit on the computer, and I couldn't get it. And then I couldn't even open up Windows at all. I mean, nothing would happen. So me, being the smart guy I am, snapped my fucking laptop in half. That's right. Snapped that bitch right in half. And it felt good right then when I did it, but, you know, my shit was fucked up. I lost 95% of my music. I lost all of my archived shows. So that shit really fucking sucked and put a damper on things because I'm so far behind now. I'm trying to get all my music, which is taking forever because I had so much shit. I mean, God, I had a lot of fucking shit. Now it's all gone. Man, I think I'd rather my wife leave me than lose all my music. If that happened, then Nelly would be mine. But yeah, that shit totally sucked dick. And another thing that happened to me during the break here, I was at work and I responded to a medical emergency, which was an old man laying on the floor, pretty much dead. And for those of you that don't know, I do work in a prison, and it was an inmate, and he's laying there. And a couple inmates are getting ready to do CPR, but they really know what they was doing. So me, not even thinking, I just jump in and start doing it. I did it for a good 20, 25 minutes. You know, pumping on that dude's chest, trying to get him to come back to life. And I thought I had him, but I guess I didn't. He ended up getting shocked like 3 times with one of them defibrillators. But the bad thing about the whole thing is, the ambulance company that came, they were unprofessional as fuck. I mean, the dude stood there, the ambulance guy stood there and watched me perform CPR on this man. And just, I'm thinking, like, you gonna fucking help me or what, dude? Come on. And then when he finally did help, he just stood over the guy and gave him a one-handed chest compression. And, I mean, it was just fucking ridiculous. It had to be madder than fuck, you know. It's kind of different, you know. Me being the correction officer and that guy being the inmate, you know, to the inmates we're the bad guys. But, you know, I just fucking crossed all barriers and did what I was supposed to and tried to help the guy. He was 83 years old and he didn't make it. So I tried. Has me kind of fucked up because, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I say anyway a lot, don't I? I think I do. But I started off the show tonight with I Hate Every Bone in Your Body Except Mine. And that's by Buck Satan and the 666 Shooters. Now, for those of you that don't know, that is a singer from Ministry, his new country band. And I dig the shit out of it. You know, a lot of people try to cross over into country and they flop, but Mr. Jurgensen, you know what you're doing, brother. I do enjoy. Alrighty, let me see here. We're going to have an interview with Tex Troster on the show tonight. And let's go ahead and get in this first set because it's kind of a long interview. He's from the Groovy Rednecks, if those of you that don't know. So enjoy. Oh, and by the way, I don't have a whole lot of music to choose from since all my shit's pretty much gone. So just bear with me, folks. I'll get the shit back up.
I'm a pain and beating soul with a hard and heavy load, slowly rolling down the long and lonesome road. I'm a man of mind and might, full of blood and full of spite. I'm in an old freight train just wailing in the night for a small donation fee. I'll bring sinners to their knees. I'm a man of God, but a businessman, you see. In small towns you will find some. Swear to God I speak in tongues, and they'll eagerly pay up when God escaped my lung. They call me Holy Roller. One can't resist when I'm up in the devil.
we started off this set with Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company with a song called Holy Roller. And that's a great fucking song. And Adam Lee's kind of got that retro throwback country sound. You know, he sings like he's from the 40s or 50s. I dig Adam Lee. Fucking awesome, brother. And I followed that with High Lonesome with Devil at the Door. And I ended the set tonight with the Dirt Daubers with Wake Up Sinners. The Dirt Daubers consists of the Colonel J.D. Wilkes from the Shack Shakers. And his wife's in the band with him. And there's another member. I forget your name, brother. And I'm sorry about that. But, you know, like I said, I lost all my shit. All my show notes, every fucking thing was on that computer. Even all my porn I used to stroke my meat to. But, you know, I get over that. All right, let's go ahead and get the song by Ray Lawrence Jr. And then I will follow that with an interview with Tex Trost from the Groovy Rednecks. So, here you go. Enjoy it.
Well, tonight they're making babies in a comfy king-size bed, but the man that she is loving on is not the one to which she's wed. She'll break the heart of a man to which she vowed to spend her life. Another man's in my king-size bed with my soon-to-be ex-wife. Why I'm bitter, he asked me why I'm sore. The vow she vowed to keep for life, she's not keeping anymore. It's come to my attention, she's got a lover in our bed. While I'm out here driving a truck, she's back home getting bread. Tonight they're making babies in a comfy king-size bed, but the man that she is loving on is not the one to which she's wed. She'll break the heart of the man to which she vowed to spend her life. Another man's in my king-size bed with my soon-to-be ex-wife. She'd be explaining to our neighbors why her child don't look like me. Well, tonight they're making babies in a comfy king-size bed, but the man that she is loving on is not the one to which she's wed. She'd break the heart of the man to which she vowed spend her life. Another man's in my king-size bed with my soon-to-be his wife. Another man's in my king-size bed with my soon-to-be his wife.
All right, folks, with me on the phone, I have Tex Troster from the Groovy Rednecks. How you doing?
I'm from Los Angeles. How's it going?
It's going good. So
Saturday morning and I'm drinking Budweiser.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Not with a stick.
So, how long have you and the Groovy Rednecks been together?
19 long fucking years. Long time. Still having a good time though. Still playing. Tonight we're playing our 651st gig. Not that I'm counting. And tomorrow, 6:52,
Well, that's awesome, man. I know you just sent me the CD, and it's pretty fucking awesome. I mean, the CD is great. It's very clever and witty, and
I appreciate that.
I mean, the CD puts a smile on my face. It's very humorous, but yes.
Well, with a title like Loudmouth Drunks, it better be humorous, huh?
I mean, it's humorous, and it's still good.
Well, I didn't want to come off as too campy, you know. It's still classic country music. It's just tongue in cheek, and I like it. Like, I like my music like that. I like fun story songs, mostly about drinking.
Hell yeah! Now, how did you get started in music?
Well, I don't know. I guess Elvis. It all starts with Elvis. You know, I know it sounds cliche, but when I was a little kid, when I first heard Elvis, I said, "Well, that's what I want to do." And eventually, it took forever, but back in '91, I started a band called the Groovy Rednecks, and we've been together ever since, and having a good time, and playing mostly L.A. gigs. We got some gigs in Reno and Truckee in Nevada coming up in August, the 20th and 21st. We really haven't played out of the state, except we did play Belgium and Holland for 2 weeks, which was a trip, playing out of the country. You know, for a band that's never even played out of the state, to play in a whole different country, it was fun. It was a good time. They dug it.
Yeah, the last couple people I've interviewed have played over in Europe, and they said it's phenomenal over there. Like, the crowd really digs this style of music.
Yeah, they treat you good, too. They always feed you at the clubs, you know, and give you all the beer you can drink, and then pay you at the end of it. Can you believe it? What a concept. And give you a place to stay. Yeah, good time. But, you know, we're mostly a L.A. local band. We have a couple of... Well, we have one regular gig a month, the third Saturday of every month. We play the Cinema Bar in Culver City with our good friends, the Cheatin' Kind, and we're two of the best, rowdiest country rock shit-kicking bands in L.A., and it's a double whammo, you know, when you come to the show. It's a lot of fun.
Now, let me ask you this. How is the country music scene out there?
Oh, it sucks.
It sucks?
It sucks. You know, there's hardly anything that's worth anything, in my opinion. The only guy I liked moved away, Mike Stinson. He moved to Houston. He was a friend of mine, and he's still playing music, and he's doing better than ever, but at least he handed the reins over to me. Now I'm the best, damn it.
Hell yeah.
But I don't really like any of the crap that's out here. I'm sorry to all my friends who might be listening in other bands in L.A., but you suck.
So there's no good honky-tonking out there, huh?
No. There's the country bars out here. There's hardly any. But they're out in the valley, and they're all like line dancing Nazi type bars, you know, where you can't just go out there and fuck around on the dance floor with a beer in your hand. You know, they're like, oh, you know, you can't drink anything out on the floor, and you're not going with the rotation of the people, and, you know, you don't know how to what, two-step, and how come you're not line dancing? It's like, fuck you.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's a dance floor, fucker. You know, that means I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, and them country bars, you probably don't hear no fucking steel guitar either, do you?
No fiddles or steel guitar. It's just recycled, you know, modern go country, you know, whatever the hell that is. Just crap. The only thing I like nowadays is I like to see Hank 3, you know. He comes to town once a year, and I like to go see him, and I like Wayne the Train Hancock. Yeah, there isn't much else I like. I just like listening to the old stuff like Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and George Jones and Hank Williams and Patsy Cline. And I just kick back on my patio and drink a lot of cans of cold Budweiser.
I like drinking cheap bottom shelf beer myself.
Like what? What's the bottom shelf for you?
Well, I like High Gravity Lager, which is like 8% alcohol, but it...
I never heard of it. Is it like nitrate or something?
It don't taste very good. I mean, I have to put it in a cup of ice and...
It's got to be malt liquor, right?
Well, it's It's kind of got a taste of malt liquor, yeah.
I don't know, I'm a Budweiser man. I just love it. You know, I just bought a 30-pack, and I'm down to my last three. I bought that 30-pack last night. Jesus Christ. Hardly anybody else even took a beer out of it.
Well, that's an assembly line of drinking right there, my friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do like to put them away. It's hot out here in L.A., too. It's in the triple digits.
Oh, man, it's pretty hot here in Ohio, too.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of drinking, let's play a song here. I want to do, how about we do The Bartender's Daughter?
Oh, that's a good one. Sure.
Now, how'd you come up with that song? Have you ever dated a bartender's daughter?
Kind of, sort of. There was this chick. I know it sounds like it's like Mexicans I'm talking about, because it's, you know, I always say after the first couple chords of the song, you know, when we do it live, I always go, this one goes out to all you Mexicans out there. But just because it sounds so Spanish-like, the song. But really, what the deal is I had the song, Bartender's Daughter, and the band had this Mexican song, and we couldn't figure out what to do with either one of them, so we put them together. And, the girl's Romanian, I believe. And her mom works at the Frolic Room here in Hollywood. And, you know, we never dated, but, I liked her. But it never worked out. But I got a good song out of it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, I married a bartender's daughter.
Yeah?
How awesome's that?
That's great. I mean, now you have, like, full reign on bar privileges then, huh?
Yeah, every time I go to my mother-in-law's bar, I get free drinks.
I'd go there every night.
Hey, I would.
During the day.
I would if I could.
Cool.
All right, well, let's get in the song.
She's the bartender's daughter.
The bartender's daughter, what a drunkard's dream come true. Now they can never kick me out no more, no matter what the hell I do. Well, she's the bartender's daughter, and I think I just struck gold. Now I never have to smoke outside. The bartender's daughter, I don't really mean to gloat. What's the point of going fishing when one just hopped up in your boat? Well, she's the bartender's daughter, and she's a gal for me. I don't bother with a billfold. She's the bartender's daughter, and I really think it's
right, we are back. So, Tex, you got almost 20 years in with the band. How many CDs you got out?
We got four CDs out. Our last one, our latest one, I should say, was 4 years ago, 2006, Loudmouth Drunks, and it's a beautiful thing. We're right now here, we have a 45 that we're going to put out. We've never done vinyl before, so we got like four songs from a few years ago and that we never put out on CD, and it's the last one with our former drummer, so we'd like to kind of finish that side of us up, and it should be a lot of fun. I got three originals and one cover. The cover is what is it? The Tijuana Jail, the Kingston Trio.
Okay.
So, and the other CDs, the first one was Buzzed, second one was Wishful Drinking, third one was Ass Grabbing Country, and I guess the latest one, even though it's 4 years old, is Loudmouth Drunks. But we do plan on putting out, we're coming out 20 years now, so we're going to put out a live greatest hits album, 20 years of the Groovy Rednecks, live at Jumbo's Clown Room in Hollywood, California. Sometime soon, you know, I think March, towards the end of March, will be 20 in on March 26th, yeah.
Wow, that's like...
It's a landmark, and most bands come and go, but, you know, we've never quit. You know, I think the key to it is we're all buddies, you know, we're all friends, and we like rehearsing. We get together, we get high, you know, we do shots, we drink as much beer as possible, and then we play our music. And that's why we're so good when you see us in concert, is because we rehearse drunk. You have to rehearse drunk.
Right.
Play good drunk.
So tell me who your bandmates are.
Well, why bother with them? They're just a bunch of losers. No, I'm kidding. Bob Ricketts on guitar. Ron Botello on bass. Gary Riley plays guitar, mandolin, accordion. And our drummer is Chris Kirschbaum.
As far as the writing goes, you do all the writing?
I insist on it. Yeah. Bob tries, you know, and he did put out a good song. My wife got hit by a truck. But I really like it to be my baby, you know, my songs. You know, my vision of life as it is, you know, just telling stories about simple things, you know, drinking, loving, cheating, you know, just good time music.
Hell yeah. So have you shared the stage with anybody well-known?
Yeah, we've opened up for David Allen Coe five times. He's a riot. It's our crowd, you know, they love us, you know. All these clubs out here in L.A., they want you to pre-sell tickets and all that crap. We don't do that, and somehow we still occasionally get shows. You know, they pay us in beer, pretty much, but it's okay. It's an honor to warm up for people like that. And Leon Russell, Junior Brown, and Red Simpson. I got to sing with Red Simpson recently. I got to sing a Dave Dudley cover song, 6 Days on the Road, singing with Red Simpson. It was great. Good time. Highlight of my life, one of them.
Well, that's pretty fucking sweet, man.
Yep.
So how is David Allen Coe?
Well, you don't really get to talk to the guy, you know, even though we've warmed up for him five times. I think I met him once, and he's very cold, you know. I don't know. He won't let people take pictures with him or sign autographs or anything. He did take our CDs. We gave him some CDs. I'm sure he gets that shit all the time.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he's a crazy man, and he's old, and everybody wants to talk to him, and he's shut off from the rest of the world, which is fine, I suppose.
He probably did his hard time, and,
Yeah, I think prison might have had something to do with how cold he is, you know?
It could be.
He spent more time in prison than, I think, Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Paycheck combined.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's closely associated. Everybody thinks he's, like, a huge racist, and, yeah, he says some things that are kind of, you know, off color sometimes, but he's not the same guy as people think. He's that dude who's they confuse left. You know, you got Merle Haggard, you got George Jones. Who else is left?
Not many.
Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Charlie Pride. But yeah, that's the kind of music I like. I miss Conway Twitty. Let me just say that right from the get go. I miss Conway.
Conway is awesome.
Hello, darling.
All right, well, let's get into another song, and I insist we play Barefoot and Pregnant.
I concur.
That's how I like my women.
Me too.
All right, when you play this song at the bars and clubs and all that, do the women like that?
You know, they seem amused by it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they really like it, but who cares? I don't play for them.
Exactly.
Play for me, you know, and I don't worry. You know, one time we did play to like an all-female crowd, and you could hear the collective gasp when we started the show with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We were warming up for that pretty boy who was on Sex and the City, John Corbett, I think so, and his crowd was like, you know, all-female.
Oh.
We warmed up for him, and they were kind of freaked out by it.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I don't care. You know, they got it, you know. I think they were dancing and clapping along towards the end, at least a couple lesbians in the front row.
Maybe not the butches, but the other ones.
The lipstick lesbians.
Yeah, the lipstick
they
lesbians.
They were digging it.
Hell yeah. All right, well, here we go.
All right.
Barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. That's how I want my woman to be. No sass mouth or nagging or bitching. Now that her full attention is on me.
We're back. So, tell me, my friend, do you plan on maybe doing a tour in the United States in the future? Do you foresee anything?
That would be fun. We just don't have a talent booker to arrange it all. And I'm just too much of a lazy, lazy man to do it myself. But I would love to do it. You know, as long as we would just cover our nut when we go out, you know, I know there's still be bills to pay when we get home, but I can afford to go out for, you know, a week or two out on tour and then come back and then go back. It'd be fun. We've never done it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I know that most people would say you're not much of a band because you haven't done all the touring stuff, but fuck you, man. We've been playing for almost 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years and playing over 600 shows. That's
651 tonight.
That's pretty fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. So the hell with the naysayers.
Hell yeah. All right, well, do you have a record label, or are you just pretty much independent, put the stuff out yourself?
Yeah, yeah, that's a fake record label. Records that we just made up, and we're not signing any artists. We don't have a roster or anything. It's just bullshit. But basically, we're unsigned. Just, you know, putting them out. They're on, like, you could probably find them on iTunes or CD Baby or go on... Just Google Groovy Rednecks and you'll find somewhere where you can buy some of our music. I think there's a few CDs down at Amoeba Records down there on Sunset and Cahuenga in Hollywood. But, just drinking beer on the patio. I think I'm on number 7 now.
Oh, yeah? I have 0 in me now. I'm going to have to go to the local store and get me something real fucking cheap and nasty.
Shame on you, Donnie Cash.
Like I like my women. Cheap and nasty.
Cheap and nasty. I like buying like my eggs. Over easy.
Hell yeah. So, do you have a website?
We used to, but nowadays with Facebook and MySpace, you don't really need one, so we let that run out. So you can just go to our... I don't know, nobody even uses MySpace anymore, so just go to our Facebook fan page, Groovy Rednecks. Just put that in Facebook and you'll come up and press like, and you'll be able to see where we're playing, and I'll put, you know, recent pictures and posts up there and stuff. I dig Facebook. It's very addicting, face crack, but I like it. It's a good way to connect with fans. Anything beats making flyers, I tell you.
Yeah. So
I was done with that 10 years ago. Thank God, no more flyers.
Well, I know... A lot of people, you know, go on vacation or always come out to Hollywood. So where would be the best place to catch a Groovy Redneck show at?
Good question. I would come to the Frolic Room on Hollywood and Vine, this little dive bar next to the Pantages Theater. Just go in there and ask the bartenders. And they have my number. You can give me a call. Go to the Frolic Room on Hollywood and Vine. Ask for Tex. They'll call me up, and I'll tell you if we're playing. Other than that, look online. We play 3 or 4 times, anywhere between like 2 to 6 times a month. You know, give or take. It depends on if there's a party going on. The gigs are the top priority for sure. But we have a steady gig the 3rd Saturday of every month at the Cinema Bar in Culver City. But we often play other places. Anywhere that'll give us like $100 in free beer, we're pretty happy, you know. Yeah. It gives us like $20 a piece in free beer. It's pretty cool. I mean, you'd like to make more, but I don't like having to pay to play, you know.
Exactly.
You know, go there and not get paid and have to spend money at the bar. Like, at least give us fucking free beer.
And that right there probably adds up.
Oh, we're other drinkers.
Hell yeah.
We like our Budweiser.
That top shelf stuff.
And shots. We like to do shots occasionally. My buddy Bob, he likes his Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
Oh, Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
I'm glad you're digging the CD, though.
Oh, the CD's fucking awesome. And hopefully after people hear this show here, they'll want to pick up on it, too.
Great. Well, I appreciate all the promotion you've given us, and you seem like a really cool guy. We should hang out sometime if you ever get out here in L.A. or if I ever get out to... Where is it, Illinois?
Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. Okay, Akron?
Springfield. Yeah.
The home of the Simpsons.
Yeah, home of the Simpsons. All right, well, which song would you like me to play last here, Tex?
Let's see. I got the CD in my hand right here. How about we play Company Van?
Okay. We can do that also.
Oh, they're all good, you know. Just pick up the CD. I like them all. 4 Shots, that's a good one. I like drinking every night. Yeah, they're all good. I'll go with a company van, though, because I drive a van during the day, you know, to keep a roof over my head. You know, the music doesn't pay, so I drive a van, and the song kind of wraps it all up.
Now, is your employers fans of the Groovy Rednecks?
No, 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 not at all, but they never come to the gigs or anything, but they understand, you know, that I'm a musician, and you know, occasionally that I'll have to take days off, but I can try to give them enough notice, and they're cool with it.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do Company Van.
All right.
And Tex, I appreciate having you on. I am a fan, and your CD's
on. Thanks, Donnie. It's been great. Good time.
Hell yeah.
Almost every day, logging life 10 miles for a little country bay. I check the radio for sig alerts. My left hand is burning, my right foot hurts. With the 994 Miss Big V8, when I race against the clock, I'm hardly ever late. I got the AC cranked and the winter road done, and I know every back alley in this town. Well, my hair flies in the face, and I got a farmer's tan. I don't piss in no cup for nobody, man. I got the company van, you heard me, I drive the company van. Long ass day and a string and trip. Never worked it out when I was at least to get a tip. I try to stay calm in a war of words. No low on the signs, I'll flip the bird. When I spot a hot chick, I slammed to a halt. If that's nothing better than it, not my fault. I'm parking in a tree when things got a hand. It's my chosen occupation other than the man. Little ladies hate me, and I ain't the biggest fan. Yeah, the sheriff's department can't catch me, no way. Drive the company van, come and get me cover. Drive the company van. Every day, long last 6 miles for a little country bay. I check the radio for sig alerts. My left hand is burning, my right foot hurts. What if a 994 with Big V8? But I race against the clock, I'm hardly ever late. I got AC cranked and the window rolled down, and I know every shortcut in this town. Little ladies hate me, and I ain't the biggest fan. Paramedics can't even catch me, no way. Drive the company van, I'm on fire. Drive the company van.
Baby, this is your sex phone babe that you'd want to call. She is called Pussy Delight, and my blog number is 12558. Why don't you come and play with your fantasy girl? I'm waiting for you. I am blonde, blue eyes, and I've got a sexy size 10 figure and a huge 40 FF titties that you can sink your big throbbing cock into. Ooh, come and lick my lovely wax pussy. My juices are flowing now, ready for your hot cock. Let me take you to paradise, you sexy boy. Come and get your girl.
Well, NK Charlie is a handle I use when I go down to pay my union dues. You ought to hear what you call me. My part of town that goes along loving daddy. Lord, he ain't tied down. I'm a bachelor, my ass. Notion by the wedding plans. I like my loving life in his mans. You can try to catch me if you can. Well, you ain't
here come a man with a book. I'm a bachelor man. Got no notion about a wet wife. Life of loving like any man. You can try to catch me if you can.
All right, folks, that song right there was Bachelor Man by Lucky Tubb, the Modern Day Troubadours. That's off his new CD, Del Gaucho. Well, that's going to be all for this evening, folks. Stay tuned for Joshy P and Outlaw Radio Chicago. Thank you for listening, all three of you. Good night.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.